This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Happy New Year from Dairy Radio Now as we kick off the new year with Lee Melke here on our Melke Monday. And his guest is StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Dave, 2022 is behind us, and here we are in 2023. Happy New Year. What do you see as the most outstanding about 2022, and what do you see ahead in 2023?
Happy New Year to you and your listeners, too, Lee. Yeah, 2022 was a wild year. I can't believe it's over at this point. There was a lot of things, Lee, I could pick out and say would be very interesting. Certainly putting a record butter price in, $3 over $3 and a quarter. But I think the real takeaway for me in 2022 is we've had really high prices, which historically would bring on more milk and more cows. And we just have had the slowest growth in the dairy farming area, you know, in 2022. So we added 52,000 head between January and I think May. And then since May, we've only added 1,000 head. Again, $19, $20 milk is just not what it used to be. You know, obviously, I don't have to tell your listeners that the costs of everything have gone up. And so that really dovetails into what I see going in 2023, which is continued inflation. You know, we've got, I don't know how long inflation will last, but I think the listeners ought to know that inflationary cycles can last longer than you would expect. I think there is a typical time lag of, let's call it 6 to 8 months between what the Fed does and some stabilization on inflation, although we're starting to see maybe some of that right now. But I think the thought process is that inflation would get down to about 5% sometime in Q2 based on the Fed's monetary policy. Problem is, the Fed still has an expansionary fiscal policy. So it's like we're putting our foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. And this says nothing of the interplay with the labor market tightness and some lingering supply chain bottlenecks, underscored entirely by this ongoing war and conflict in Ukraine. So there's a lot of uncertainty, but I think I go into 2023 not very bearish commodities at all. I think that we're going to continue to see higher than normal prices, at least well into the first quarter.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krzyzewski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
My name is Hunter Hayes, and I know my buzzed warning signs. When I know I'm going out, I know I'm going to start with calling for a ride. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
We all have habits that, in a sense, program our lives. Approximately 90% of our daily behaviors and habits operate without us even realizing it.
Many of our habits have become regular routines that we perform exactly the same way every time. Without even thinking about it, you put the same shoe on first, sit on the same chair at the dinner table, or sleep on the same side of the bed.
Habits are a necessary part of our life. Without them, our brains would have us constantly worn out. Everyday activities like getting dressed can be done easily through subconscious habits.
Think about your habits this week. What habits would you like to create or expand? Are there any habits that you might like to change or eliminate? Much of who you are or will become is connected to the habits you allow.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rods, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Farmers were able to succeed in 2022 despite global turmoil. According to USDA chief economist Seth Meyer, says the Ukraine war created a lot of turmoil in global agricultural markets.
The invasion caused all kinds of turmoil in commodity prices and input prices and concerns about fertilizer trade. So we had a lot of turmoil on the input and output side, significant volatility. Producers were able to weather that again in aggregate. Despite the significant rise in input prices for 2022, that output prices, the ability for producers to get some cash receipts from those crops, producers gaining some income on those high commodity prices.
That's USDA chief economist Seth Meyer. The holidays can bring a lot of stress, and now with the weather and tax season around the corner, even more stress. How do you navigate it all? We'll check in with Monica McConkey, a rural mental health counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting, on our PDPW Producer Tuesday tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.